There are great reasons to discover the seller's time frame for putting their property in the market. If during your initial phone call, they're saying, can you come out on Saturday at 4 o'clock to take a look at the property? You go, yep, I'll be out there. And you don't know, are they thinking of listing next week or next season? And they want you to walk around and give them tips on what they should paint and recarpet or resurface or things like that. The purpose of the interview is quite different. If it's just, hey, come on by. But if you didn't ask the question about their time frame, which we have in our scripts, things for you to ask them, I'd rather call them vignettes. I don't like the idea of a script because the other party doesn't have any lines. We only have lines. I rather look at them like it's a vignette. A vignette's a topic. You don't have to be perfect in how you execute the question. Generally, scripts are say exactly this, hoping that they're going to follow along. I rather think of these as a vignette. You're going to open a vignette with an idea. You're going to see how they react to it, what they will reveal for you. And then we're going to gather that information and move on to our next vignette. In addition about vignettes, is you could change the order of how you ask things based on what they've done. Much like therapy. Therapy doesn't go linear, question after question after question. There's feedback based on what the person said, what they revealed. The smart therapist knows we're going to dig into that, and they know when to bring it up. So we're going to equip you with the right vignettes. And they're questions, but they're, you know, the objective is, again, that you're going to get something revealed, and it's going to, you're going to have the resource to move on to the next wise vignette. So let's go back to what is the seller's time frame for coming on the market. And we're going to teach you, how to ask, the question essentially is, hey, Bob, just out of curiosity, when are you ready for buyers to, if you will, cross the threshold of the property, start looking at the property? And they say to you, well, we've got to carpet and repaint. We got to get a new roof on it and the deck's falling off, whatever. And I got to find out about my new job. Oh, we're building a home. And you go, I didn't know they were building one. Bummer, I got out of that one. We got to find a home. Whatever they're going to say, there's so much information that you're going to get revealed if you ask the question, when do you think you're ready for buyers to start viewing the home? We got to interview 3 or 4 agents, blah, blah. You didn't ask that stuff. You just said, what was the time frame? You'll be amazed at how sellers answer the question when you say, when will you start, when will the home be ready for buyers to start viewing it? Well, I'm interviewing in New York or whatever the case. So listen, neglect not this question. Again, book your appointment right away and get out there. You're running a risk of having the wrong presentation. Because if they say, well, this is November and we're going to be moving in the spring, then you know how to handle the walkthrough versus we're listing in 3 days. Completely different conversation. All right, let's go on.